My teaching is not my own, but his who sent me, John 5:16, Martin. The present is the only time there is. I've often spoken to you about this, but I know that the great significance of this truth has not fully dawned upon you. Starting from the beginning, all know that there is but one, God, and there is none other beside him. There is no other being, no other force. There is but one being, and this being is our being. There cannot be anything else. It's an utter impossibility. If what you invent and what you create in your mind is your own formulation regard to it. It has no existence outside your mind. Only in your mind is these formulations you create in regard to the life, the infinite life that is one and not separate. There is only one, and therefore, when there is one being, there can't be two beings. There can't be your being and the infinite being. There can only be one being. And that's why Jesus said, as the Father, whoever remaineth within me is performing his own deeds. He saw clearly that there was no separation between him and the life. And he said, clearly, I am the life. Now, when you begin to see clearly also that your own formulations that you create in your mind are but your own creation, and they do not exist outside your mind. Other people will have formulations of their own, and they will be very often in distinct opposite to yours. Therefore, you have conflict and you have ideas. Ideas about this, ideas about that. Consequently, you create strife. Now, if there is confusion, there cannot be truth, because there is no confusion in truth. But when you rid your mind of the confusion you have created in it, then there is truth. Truth is. It does not have to be. You do not have to formulate it. It is an actual living presence, and it only exists in the present. It is always present. That is why it is eternal and ever-present. Realize the importance of what I am saying. The significance of the truth that there is only the present. There isn't the past or the future. Because there is no such thing as past or future except in your mind. Your memories is the past. Where is the past and where is the future? Can you put your finger on it? Of course you can, but you can on the present. The living present is now. That's the only living present there is. The past is dead. The future has not arrived. You will see that both the past and the future are in your mind. There is experience and memory. And then there is hope and despair, one or the other. Therefore, you're always living in the past, your experiences, your memories, your hopes, and your despair. But you can only create now. You can only create at this moment. You can't create in the past. You can't create in the future. It is only now that you can create, and that is your own creativeness, and that is the one being. The one being. The Master knows it. Master, experience the ever-present. The moment is past is a memory, the living present that comes. If you could only realize this, the great significance of it, then you would dissolve the past. You no longer worry about the future, but you would be creative now, and you would be giving expression to that being. That is one. But how can you do this? That is the question. Can you do it with your mind filled with antagonism, your mind filled with belief, your mind filled with hatreds and jealousies and all these things? But your mind is that, and then you will say that you're a child of God. Why do you say you're a child of God? It becomes only an idea to you. You can't experience yourself being a child of God when you have all these things in your mind. So don't you see what is happening to you is this? You create an idea of yourself as a child of God and you bring it into your own prison in which you live. Now the next question is, how am I to get rid of this prison that I am in? By seeing what this prison is, watching carefully, discerning my own thoughts, my feelings and actions. And I become aware every moment. And in that awareness then, the absolute, the infinite functions. And in no other time. Only in the present does the absolute express himself in you. Only in the present. No other time. Time must give way to the time. It must be so, for there cannot be anything else. If there is but one being, then we are that being. Therefore, that being must be you and me, for there is only one, no separation. If you are troubled with the past or have fears for the future, you are not being now. You can think only in the present. You can't think in the past or the future. You can think about the past, and you can think about the future, but is this not conditioned thinking? That is not creative, for the past and the future can only be in the mind. Pure thinking is creating in the present, not thinking about the past or the future, but living now. That creativeness exists. What a tremendous force it is, but how many people pass it by? Some people are always harping about the if it had been this or that. Things would be different now. It is this if of the past that is preventing the present from being what it should be in your life. I don't think there's any mistakes at all in life. That's your experience. Nothing can destroy life. Life is, no matter what you do. You may think you take your life, you may cut your throat, but you do not destroy life. You may push yourself out of the physical, but you're still you, you will still be alive. There is no possibility of exterminating the life that is in you. It will still be you. Because you did not create it, and you did not create that being. And what you did not create, you cannot destroy. It is only what you can and do create that you can dissolve away. That is the self. The outer self. The self where all the separation and these things exist. The past and the future exist in the self. It doesn't exist in that which is being. You cannot call the infinite good in the sense that there is evil. Good and evil cannot exist as opposing each other. They exist as an opposite only in your mind. You have the idea of good, and you're struggling all the time with evil. You are creating opposites. As I told you the other night, you have the idea of success, and you're struggling all the time with failure. You have the idea of health, and all the time you are struggling with ill health. Well, I say to you, what the devil's wrong with you? Can you understand then? The most important thing is this, is being. Being now, at this very moment, being. I find myself when this great wonderful truth of the infinite being is completely held in my consciousness, and my consciousness becomes the expression of that being. I feel the whole of my being thrilling with that eternal ever-present life. Age then disappears from the scene altogether because it does not exist in infinity. I saw a lady today, came in to see me today, and she said, "Why, doctor, you're no older than I saw you 18 years ago. You're just the same as you were 18 years ago." I said, "I hope I am. Perhaps I'm a little bit better." "But I'm the same person, I'm the same you, the same being, and I'll always be that same being because I never created that being." But what is it holds that being in check? What holds that being in check is my ideas of a being, ideas of a God, a belief in some religion, a belief in some outside God somewhere in the sky, a belief in tradition, a belief in a country or a nationality. That's what hinders that which is eternal and ever-present, one wholeness expressing itself. There is no such thing as a negative power which is not of the all one originating power. The negative power does not oppose the all originating power, but is a complement of it. Just as the North Pole and the South Pole are interrelated to one another to create attraction, the one force creates them both. The one force is operating in them both. It is the same in the atom. The electron is the product of the proton. The electron is not a separate force from the proton. It's a complementary force. It is the proton itself in activity. It's the one force that is creating both forces. The force that is ever expanding and the force that is ever contracting is one force. That which creates the balance in nature. Similarly, life is a higher form of action. All energy is the same mode of manifestation of the One. That's why the prophet said, "The Creator and His creation are one." So all energy is the same mode of manifestation of the One. It is always making something, and in so doing, it may unmake something else. What is known as negative force is the operation of the cosmic law of transition from one form to another. When we understand this, we see within ourselves the same law in operation. There is no such thing as the destruction of anything in the universe. There isn't one dead particle anywhere. What you see or assume as dead is a form of transition from one form to another. The whole universe is the expression of an intelligence. And at one time I could say that matter is a conglomeration of atoms and all matter is atomic. But I will go further and say that all form is an intelligence and activity, that intelligence expressing itself, in which there is no separation and there is no dead particle in the whole universe. Therefore, the forces in operation are the twin forces of the one force, of the one being, which we see and we call change. Then the ignorant say it is death, but the intelligent and those who know it is life. In the ordinary sense, in the mind of man, good is that which gives pleasure, and bad is that which gives pain, whether outwardly or inwardly, whether inside or outside the skin. This is a fact, is it not? Pleasure is what you want. So obviously, you call it good. What you do not want, you call bad. Don't let us fool ourselves and spin a lot of words about good or evil. of God than the devil. But if God is, devil cannot be. Therefore, it is the non-existence of the devil that makes up the devil. God being infinite in nature, that can be none other than He. Talking to a person today, and we're talking about hell, and I say, where is hell? He said, down there. I said, well, I think way down there, right through the other side, is the other side of the world, is it not? And where is God then? Where is heaven? He said, well, it's up there, I think. So I said, now, really, truly, is God infinite in nature? Oh, yes, he says, absolute infinite in nature. I said, there can be nothing outside him then. Oh, no, there's nothing outside him. Then I said, being infinite in nature, he must be everywhere. There is nowhere where he is not. He says, no, there is no. God is everywhere. I said, well, God must be the devil. And the hell must be in God too, because there's no outside him at all. So how does it exist at all? How do you arrange it? The heaven is up there and hell is down there and you're somewhere in the middle? I said, now, if God is always absolute, he must exist all the time and there's no time when he's not? Yes. Well, he must exist in you as well as in me, and he must exist in every other being. And if there is a devil, he must exist in the devil too, and he must exist in hell. Therefore, where is your hell and your devil now? He said, but the angel was cast down from heaven. It was the angel that became the devil. I said, where did he become the devil? He couldn't become the devil inside God because God was everywhere. Therefore, he couldn't become the devil inside God because God must be within him. But that was the angel that fell. And I said, now, where is heaven? He said, heaven is up there. Now, I told you that heaven was within you. Now, did the Master not say, the kingdom of heaven is within you? He said, yes. Now, I said, who is the angel? He said, they are as the angels now. Don't you see that you were born angelic because of the Spirit of God within you? You are the angel that fell. And when you recognize this fact, then how did you fall? Because you saw two powers, one God and one the devil, and you were confused. And you couldn't judge which was the right one or the wrong one. And you don't know where the devil is now. You don't know where God is now. Therefore, you are completely confused. And I said, what religion do you belong to? And he says, well, I was brought up a Catholic. All right, I said, you brought up a Catholic. Now, do you know any person who is a Protestant? He said, yes, plenty. And do you believe in their religion? Oh, no, he says, I wouldn't believe in their religion. Their religion is terrible. So I said, now, but they think your religion is too, the same thing. They think your religion is terrible too. What about the Hindu? What about the Mohammedism? Oh, he says, they're heathen. So eventually I say, well, now, you've got to try and rearrange your thoughts because Jesus said to you this word, you must love your neighbor as yourself. And every person is your neighbor. And if you can't do that, you cannot love God. Because to love your neighbor is to love God. Now you despise one because his religion is different to you. Therefore, it's all in your mind. You've created in your own mind. The whole thing is a fabrication of the mind. A fabrication of the mind, which you believe is true. Now I said, cleanse the mind of all its formulations and fabrications, and God, who is living in the present, the very moment, he will express himself through you, and you will become alive and living. You will be the Son of God now. chain to go over his face. I don't know if it is possible for him to lose all he has learned in his infancy, but it is necessary that we should dissolve all the things that we have formulated in our mind, so that we can give expression to that which is not formulated, that which has no form. That which is uncreated is the only creativeness there is. That which is created is not creative. That which we create in our own minds about the infinite is not the infinite. The word God is not God. The word thunder is not thunder. The word water is not water. The word of a thing is not the thing itself. Therefore, we must discern clearly to what we have formulated in our mind. And when we discern clearly what we have created in our minds, and we'll see how false it is, then when we see the falseness of it, it falls away completely, because it has no foundation whatsoever in truth. It has no foundation that will stand, because it's a formulation of falseness created in man's own mind. It's like the tree of knowledge of good and evil that grows out of the mind of man. And the prophet says, take hold of the tree of life, and that will be your salvation. But do not eat of the fruit of this tree of knowledge of good and evil, lest you die in your ignorance. Experience is essential to your freedom. Through experience, you begin to realize what is behind the individual. Without experience, you'll be dormant, asleep in your limitation. Yet experience without discernment and continual adjustment in the present is but a repetition of error, which brings frustration and misery. But through continual adjustment, through experience and understanding, there is freedom. We say, we do not want war, but we encourage all that breeds war. Being conditioned, we create a society after our own likeness. And having created such a society, it turns and exploits us. So it is again the vicious circle. There can only be a sane society when we ourselves are sane. And this goes for all governments, councils, national and international. You may laugh, but we are all insane. For we are not clear-thinking human beings. And if we are not clear-thinking human beings, we are insane. And that is what insanity is it not? But I have known people who have been quite sane and expressed some different expression or ideas of infinity. And they were counted to be insane. Why, Galileo said that the earth was round. And they said that he was insane. And they put him behind bars in case he would do some damage to the world. And of course, little later on, the thing has changed. And we all know that the world is round. But who put him there? Was it not the fathers of the church that put him there? They said the earth was flat and it couldn't be anything else but flat, because they said it was flat. So if you said it was round, you were insane. So it is the same all the time. We see that going on. The man who took his iron boat down to the river to push it onto the water to make it sail, the people said he was insane. And who looked upon him as a lunatic. But he still went on, and they laughed and so forth at him taking his iron ship down to the sea and putting it on. But when they saw it floating on the water, they couldn't believe it. We are not clear-thinking people. Now examine in your own mind and see if you are really sane. If you act in such a way to have enmity and anger, hate, jealousy, antagonism, and you then accept this society, you go out You create guns and munitions, you start firing at some people you ever saw in your life. You didn't know them from a bar of soap, but you were glad when you put a bullet through his head. Is that not insanity? What is insanity if that's not insanity? You say you've got to protect your country, protect your property, protect your lives. But what are you protecting? Is there anything to protect? Of course there is not. There is nothing to protect. Life is one whole expressing itself. It's the only power existing. And when man knows it and understands it, there is nothing to protect. All that protection is an illusion. The present is the only living time. There is no other power. It's the greatest of all powers because it's God Himself. The whole world is caught up in this appalling catastrophe and what antagonism and conflict that leads to war and destruction, and we are the cause. A sane person does not want to break it up. He sees the cause of the antagonism and conflict and begins to dissolve it first in himself. Not until he dissolves it in himself can he help others to do so. To say that it is my country and I must protect it is not finding the cause but adding to the conflict. Therefore it is not a new plan or a new council we require to make us sane, but to know what we are in ourselves, what the matter with us is, that we are caught up in imitation. We wave flags, we listen to speeches that have no real understanding in them. We just become stimulated through imitation, which has all the indications of insanity. So the world is a gigantic lunatic asylum. And a great many of the people who are in lunatic asylums are much more sane than many of them who are outside. And when we begin to see clearly in our own minds and hearts and search them diligently, what is false, then we will dissolve the falseness and that which is clear and distinct. That which in itself is being, that which is creative and living, will express itself now. Not in the past or in the future, but a living presence that is now, and there is no other. How can we expect a sane society when we are not fully awake? When we are half alert and unbalanced? If we are in confusion, do we not create a society that is confused? Many people rebel against their past experiences. They fight, they struggle, they become emotionally upset. This is the way to frustrate the present, so they become confused. If you are not confused, you are tranquil, you are peaceful. You will not wait for another to tell you what to do. You will immediately dissolve a cause within yourself. You require no direction as far as that is concerned. When we are confused in mind, we are confused in body. Most of our illnesses come from confusion of the mind, one way or another, because the body is but mind materialized. It's the materialization of the mind. It has no power of its own, but it takes on the form of our thoughts. When we succumb to conditioning, we call the result bad or evil. So we create further conditioning, and we resist what we call good. We create opposites within ourselves through misunderstanding the oneness of the Spirit in its complete expression, in which there is no good or evil. It is that itself that is beyond. If there is good, you must say there is evil, because everything must have its opposite in the mind. If you say then that the infinite is good, then you must say there is an evil. But how can there be an evil force and an evil power opposing good? It is not an impossibility. There can be no negative force opposing the all-originating power. We must see clearly then, as Jesus said, let your eye be single. In that singleness, in that oneness, there is everything. Everything. What is mine is thine, what is thine is mine. When we understand the cause of our conditioning, it dissolves away, and immediately we are free from opposites. When all our experiences are dissolved in the present, by living in the present now, all the forces of our true nature made in His likeness come into being. When we live in the past or the future, we live in the illusion of separation, and this means struggle and disappointment. If you live in the present, this very present now, can you have hate? Can you have jealousy? Can you have anger? Can you have antagonisms? Can you have death? Can you have any of these things? It is an utter impossibility. If you live this very moment in the present and continue to live each moment in the present, renewing itself always, because it's the presence of the Almighty, then there is no death, there is no antagonism, there is no hate, there is no jealousies, there is nothing of these things. They arise out of your mind, from your memories, that condition you, which you identify yourself with. Jesus lives in the present every moment of his life. Then there was no death, there was no hate. There was no jealousy, there was no anger. There was just the expression of that one living life. And the more I read and study his words, I see how unconditioned he was in everything he did. And that is the power that is within you too, and within all of us, when we can dissolve the fall. But we cannot dissolve the false until we discern the false and understand it, how it comes about. It is the infinite life that is always present and is the only power there is. It is ever present in the individual and is not separated in another. When this is known through experience and is not merely an intellectual idea, all fear, all sense of right and wrong, all hates, all that frustrates you in the present is dissolved away. This is freedom. To attain freedom, you must see clearly and very definitely what is false, so that it drops away. To discern what is false, you must examine deeply and observe everything you are doing, thinking and feeling. Out of that will you not only discover what is false, but out of that will come a new vitality, a new living energy that will make all things anew in mind, body, and circumstances. In fact, everything will change from that very moment. I have proved it. I have experienced it. I have been in some of the tightest corners in all the world. I've roamed the East, I've roamed in some of the great dens of the East, and I was in the Secret Service in the East. I was associated with all the cutthroats. I've been through what you call really hell on earth and these places. Yet I was convinced and knew, and with this power that I had it since I was a child. And when I was a child, I knew I had it, and that was I was fearless. I tell you, I could give my parents a few headaches, but that were the things I used to do. I used to climb the highest tree in the place. I jumped in front of the flying Scotsman in the express train, took the heel off my boot, I dived off the back of the ship into the deep lock. I did all those sort of things. I did everything you could think of as a boy. I jumped into the minister's pool. It was a great big whirlpool in the river. When you got into the whirlpool, you could never get out of it. I jumped into it and proved it was possible to get out of it. and all these things. And of course,
in my early life in the East,
I took risks no other person would take risks. I was dressed as an Arab, I would go with the Arabs, I knew all their haunts and so forth, and yet I had no fear. I had no fear of anything.
I could tell you many stories,
but still, it shows you this, that I know that there is, to experience and experience this,
that there's nothing can harm you.
There's a power that is tremendous. When you conform to a pattern, you will live in limitation. And if your pattern is not unfolding, there is frustration. The infinite mind is complete being now, in which there is no limitation, no pattern to fill. This being must be our being. There is none other. There is no pattern to fill. There is nothing to follow. That which is now. It's an expression of itself. You don't create it. It's a living expression of itself now at this very moment. And in you it is moment to moment, renewing itself eternally. The moment that's past is a memory. That moment now is an experience that's past. But here is the living expression of the Almighty God. There is no other power. All this truth is tremendous. But I know that you have not grasped the great significance of it. To many of you, you feel it's intellectual. You grasp it in your mind. But it must reach the deepest layer of your own consciousness and there feel it. In that you shall experience it. You do not experience it while it is an intellectual thing in your mind. It is only an intellectual thing. It's reasonable. It's good. It can be true. That's what you say in your intellect. But I do not want to speak to you and only retain that what I say in your intellect. I want you, while I'm speaking to you, to feel deeply in your very inner consciousness the truth of it. And then you have action. What is in your mind is reaction. What is deeply in your deeper consciousness is action, activity. And it's action that brings transformation, and not reaction. In reality, there is no finite being, as most people think. There is but one being. We wear down our individual existence in the consciousness through discernment of the fall. And that which in the mind separates us from infinity. In this understanding only lies the purpose of our individual existence. The small I loses itself in the great I am, and I become I am that I am. The drop becomes the ocean. No separation, no division, no distinction. In your present personal state, this may seem afar off. But in reality, it's an actual fact now, at this very moment. In your mind, because of your conditioning, it may be afar off. But the living presence is now. Doesn't have to be. That is why the present is so important and not the past or the future. All great things that have ever been done by man were done when only the present existed, with nothing to interrupt, the infinite having full expression through the individual. That is, in no way separated from the whole. Your whole being is life's expression. You do not identify yourself with infinite life, you are infinite life. When you begin to say, I identify myself with infinite life, you're putting infinite life outside you. You're putting away, you're making it relative. And even when we're talking about it, it becomes a relative thing, because we are thinking about it outside ourselves as something separate and distinct from us. But my words are only as a means to bring the realization of your oneness with it, not to create an idea that makes a separate thing of it. But a living presence that is that which is alive.
Good God, I am alive.
I'm the livingness of that eternal being. Can it be anything else? I am the livingness of the eternal being.
Then, this, when all else has faded away, dissolved into nothingness, the story I told you about the saint. The saint on earth, he was all the time searching for God.
When he left his body, he was still searching for God. And he learned all things that could be known. He learned everything that was possible to cram his mind with everything he could know.
And he reached a great shining light.
And it says, what is it thou should knowest now? And he says, I want to know God.
Then said the shining light, know nothing, and you shall know God.
Then when all that was dissolved away, the knowledge and everything that he had acquired in his whole mind, there the intelligence that built the universe, that was behind all creation, expressed itself through him, and all was him. He became the wholeness of everything, not separated in any way, but the mighty intelligence itself. I am. That I am. I have experienced that. In the Himalayas, I remember, in this deep state of discernment, when there was nothing left in the mind, but a tranquil peace, a peace that couldn't be moved by anything, then I experienced the oneness of the universe. So tremendous was that experience that I could not recapture it even if I tried. It's impossible. Therefore, it's often we try to recapture these moments, but that is hindering the expression of the ever-present, because you can never recapture a moment of the ever-present. That which moment is past is memory. You try to recapture that which is living. But you are alive and living. And if you live for moment to moment, you will experience this. I'm not going to say you'll experience it all at once, but you will experience it if you really obtain that full state of mind. Where there is no confusion, no opposites, no formulations of your own, to hinder the expression of that which is. I am the living God. When you have seen me, you have seen the Father. What a truth. My life is not, my teaching is not mine, but him who sent. These is what Jesus was. I know what they mean to me. I know they are the same. Your whole being is life's expression. You do not identify yourself with infinite life, for you are infinite life. You identify yourself with infinite life, you put life apart from you. It only becomes an idea, which is not reality. The Creator and his creation are one. You cannot separate apart from the whole. Separation exists in the individual consciousness that is not aware. There is only the presence of the omnipresence in spontaneous activity. It is that spontaneous activity that is the expression of the Almighty. The wall of separation has worn away through the discernment of your own formulations. When this is complete, there is no longer any craving for spiritual or for material, for the scar of individuality in the consciousness has ceased to be. It is a scar of individuality in a consciousness that is the cause of all struggle, the cause of all craving, the cause of all this separate existence, the cause of fear, the cause of hate, the cause of past memories, of future hopes and despair. There can be no perfect action where there is a sense of separation. It is the same mind working through the individual, the same mind that shaped the universe before it came into being. There is no difference in kind or quality.
For it's the same, and there can be no other, because there is one only. With this understanding, our thoughts will become the product of that which was in the beginning, and will take form and shape as did the universe. For it is the Father, whoever remains within me, is performing his own deeds. Truly, truly, I tell you, he who listens to my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He will incur no sentence of judgment. He is already passed from death across to life. That is the words of a true master. There is not a dead person, as people may think, but a living activity. A living expression of the life at this very moment, now. Benediction. O infinite being, I was lost in my finite self, seeking thee afar off. While I was seeking to become, a never-ceasing struggle blinded me to thy presence. I give up the struggle. And, O infinite Father of mine, thou revealed to me that we were one. Then thy peace came in me, and in that peace thou didst work in and through me. And as thou didst fashion the universe within thy being, so do thou express thyself as my being. O mighty one, I'm no longer afraid, for I see myself as my brother and my sister, for there is but one, and now my joy is complete. O wondrous one.